Dann ist das Gehäuer da. Nothing mit der Apollon in dem Gehäuer. But of course, he cannot take any chances. Because maybe it's going for a Fischmeier that it is a Chayo, so he cannot take any chances. So it's only also there, so it's not always. So what will happen, let's say, if somebody will, let's take an example, I mean, it will not be misbarred, I mean, because the Gemara itself says it's a sophic. But let's say Gabe other Sreikes. Now, Tumtum is a sophic Zoho, sophic Mekeho. So it's Mechuyev to put on film the sophic. Because maybe it is off. Now, Tumtum Shelikra Minimso Zoho, you have Tumtum Shelikra Minimso Mekeho. Today you perform an operation. So you see whether it's a Zoho, or he's in a cable. Now suppose someone was a tumtum, and for years, so he had to put on film, and he didn't put on film. Then an operation was performed when he was, let's say, 20 years old, and it turned out that he's in a cable. So what avera was he there? Was he even battled the mitzvah of putting on film? Even with the rabbanon, he will not have that avera. No, not in the Tavera, because in the Kevo is always potter. So that is Sofik Iser, so then Midrabonon. So the Tzemach Tzedek Shita is that Midrabonon Sofik Iser is also Midrasvada. As long as it's a Sofik, so it's also Midrasvada. That's the Sofik Iser. But Sofik Chiyu, so even Midrabonon, you cannot say that Midrabonon, even though it turned out when an operation was performed on him at the age of 20, that he was in the Kevo all the time, that he was mechuyev mit rabbonon to put down film all the 7 years. He was an isha. He was potter. So does that mean that he is a tzaddik gomor? I mean, so the tzaddik gomor isn't. So he'll have the, it will be just like mischavu lechel psachadir v'yolo b'yodi psachle. So he's mikochete. So he's mikochete. So memele, so that is, this is the kind of avera he'll be there. But not the avera of Bittu Mitzvah. If the Afishmai is Galia that he is an Isho, so he's potter of Mitzvah, so even the Rabbonon is potter. Chachomim didn't say that even though he's an Isho, but if it is unknown to us, so he's Mechuyev and Rabbonon to put on Shir. An Isho is true of Mitzvah. But he cannot take any chances. Now suppose he did take a chance. If he did take a chance, so then it depends. So, if it turns out he's a Zoho, so it's Mivatl B'mezi, the mitzvah still. If it turns out that he's in a Kevo, so he was not Mivatl any mitzvah. But he's Mitzvahete because like this Cham Lechel Psachaziyah V'yol V'yodei Psachle. So, Mele, when one is Mechin Ofo, because he wants it to be available for covering the Dam of the Tzipeah, so for what kind of a tashmish was made muhot? For the tashmish of fulfilling the mitzvah, the raise of kisu adam. For the tashmish. But now, and he did not have mind kisu. That he didn't have mind. But had covering the dam kisu been the same type of tashmish? So even though he did not have mind, so it's like one who is making offer to cover the dam, let's say, of the hen, and then he uses it for covering the dam of the dog. So it's the same type of tashmish. Mashein came where he was making the offer for the purpose of covering the dam of the tzipe. Dam of tzipe. So for what kind of a tashmish did he prepare it? He prepared it for the tashmish of fulfilling the mitzvah of kisu. Now, when he wants to be mechase, damkoi, so he wants to use it for another tashmish, because perhaps it's going to have ishmael that a koi is a behemoth. So there is no fulfillment of the mitzvah of kisu, but it will serve a certain purpose. In other words, it will ensure him that he will not be a chid. He will not be a nischavim in the prime of nischavim lechel psachazir v'olo b'yodi psatle. So it's another tashmish. He shouldn't be a choyte. It's not the tashmish of fulfilling the mitzvah skisu adam. So it's a separate tashmish. In other words, if lafishmai is gali, if lafishmai is gali, that the koi is a chayo, so it's the same tashmish, but we don't know. Maybe lafishmai is gali, that the koi is a behemoth. So what kind of a tashmish will we fulfill in using the dam to cover the dam of the koi? Not the tashmish of fulfilling the mitzvah, but the tashmish of making sure of a tashmish of preventing that he should become a chayta. He shouldn't be in the prime of nischav lechel to sachazir vol obyon epsakle. So the male is a different kind of a tashmish. So the fact that it was muchon for one type of a tashmish, so that does not make it muchon for another kind of a tashmish. That's the shaykhes between hichnis, opo, lichase is dam tzipeir, so is lo yichase be dam tzeo. Because just as over there, we say that he cannot do it. Why? Because he was making the offer for one type of a tashmish. So that does not become muchon for another type of tashmish. Unless the maisa achon was done in such a way that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the same achon even more for the other kind of tashmish. But if there is no echet, if there is no echoche, then a maisa achon for one type of tashmish is not the yamit, does it make it muchon for another type of tashmish. And Dam Tzipro is one type of Tashmish, and Kisu Tzeir is another type of Tashmish. So here too, if Kilaf Ishmai is Gali, that Koi is Behemoth, so the Mele, it cannot be used, it cannot be considered Muchon, for the offer that he prepared for Kisu Dam Tzipro is not Muchon for Kisu Dam Koi, because when it's used in Kisu, now we are assuming that Kilaf Ishmai is Gali, that the koi is a behemoth. So what kind of a tashmish, what kind of a purpose does he fulfill in that? In other words, he prevents himself from becoming a roshe, from becoming a chete. He shouldn't be in the prine of nischav lechel psachazir v'olo v'yodei psatle. So that's not the same kind of tashmish as fulfilling the mitzvah of kizu. It's a different kind of tashmish altogether. Now let's say somebody prepared offer Erev Yom Tov to be mechase, Dam Tzipor. So it was prepared for the Tashmish of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kisu. And then he has a child, so the child threatens him that if he will not give him the offer to play with it, or to throw us from certain other children, so he'll be Michal Shabbos. So he wants to the offer to be used, let's say, so that the child should play with it, so that he shouldn't carry out the threat of being Michal Shabbos. The child shouldn't become a Rosh. So it's not Muchon for that purpose. It's a different Tashmish altogether. So here too it's a different Tashmish. If Klaf Ishmai is Gali, that the koi is a behemoth. So he will not fulfill any mitzvah with it. No mitzvah at all. When you're mechase dam behemoth, you're not mekayem any mitzvah. But since he doesn't know, so he has to do it. He knows he shouldn't become a roshi, he shouldn't become a chayit. He shouldn't be in the prine of nischav lechel psachazir v'olo v'yodei psatle. So it's a different tashmish. So the fact that the amayis achonah was made for one type of tashmish does not make it muchon for that type of tashmish. Except if it's done in such a way that it's apparent that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the same achone for the other tashmish. So then it's considered a ma'is achone for the other tashmish also. But in this case, where he didn't have in mind that it should be available for covering the dam koi, but dam tzipe, let's say with the dam of the dog. So then it's the same kind of tashmish. But Dam Tzipor with Dam Koi, if Klap Ishmai is Gali, that the Koi is a behemoth, is a different tashmish.
הוא אימן שני תחילש מן פשעתי לגמורה את איפה קירו דייטו לבדה ודייטו לסופיץ' so I mean so of course it couldn't be I mean because he like the topic of Tseyo because topic of Tseyo he doesn't know whether it will take place where they'll need it but here he knows they'll need it because of the din Sveike de Reise the Chumre so it's in Vadai that they'll need it so what bearing does this topic have upon the topic of Koi Now, so he said that the pshat is that there are two halachas we see here. First of all, we see one halacha that if one was making the offer for one tashmish, and it is apparent that had the other tashmish been mentioned to him, he would have made the same achone for the other tashmish, then the achone for this tashmish is also achone for the other tashmish. Because it is a vadai that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the achone for the other tashmish also. That's one halacha. Then there is another halacha that if the other tashmish is the same kind of tashmish as the tashmish for which he was meichein, so even though it is not certain that he would have made the same achone had been mentioned to him. But it's the same type of tashmish. So mele by koi, so it doesn't mean by koi, it isn't, it certainly is not a vadai that he'll have to slaughter a koi. He is not sure whether he'll have to slaughter a koi or not. But if koi had been chayev bivadai in kisu, so even though it's not a vadai that he'll be in need of the koi, of shechting the koi, but since he was making the offer for Idam Tzipeir, so he was making for which kind of tashmish? For the mitzvah of Kisu, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisu. That is the tashmish for which he was making the offer. So Memele, if he decided on Yontef to share the koi, even though at that time it was not predictable, Erev Yontef was not predictable, but is the same kind of tashmish. So if he was making for one kind of tashmish, even so it can be used for the same kind of tashmish even on something that he did not foresee Erev Yontef. But in view of the fact that koi sofik chaye sofik vei, so we don't know whether it is chayev mitzvah kisu or not. Suppose it's klapa shmai galye that the koi is a behemo, then it's not chayev mitzvah kisu. Not chayev mitzvah kisu. So memele, when he is mechase, he doesn't fulfill a mitzvah of kisu. But what does he accomplish? He only accomplishes that he shouldn't become a chayev. Because since he doesn't know, so he cannot take any chances. He cannot take any chances. So memele, suppose klapishmai is galye that it is a chayev and it's chayev kisu and he doesn't do it, so then he will be mivad. So even if it will turn out that the koi is a behemo, but if he didn't and he didn't do it, so he was not mivad with mitzvah kisu, but he will be like mischam lecho psachazir vol yoli psachle. So that means if klapishmai is galye, if klapishmai is galye that the koi is a behemo, then what kind of a function does it fulfill with that kisu, with the kisu of the dam of the koi? Not the function, not the tashmish of kiyum mitzvah of kisu, but of preventing himself, of precluding himself from becoming a chayev. So it's a different kind of a tashmish. If klapishmai is galye, it's a chayev, also it's the same kind of tashmish. But he doesn't know how is it going klapishmai. So it's possible that it's called klapishmai, that it's a behemo. Then, by covering the dam, it doesn't fulfill this type of tashmish for which it was muchon. So mele, it's a different kind of a tashmish. So mele, it's not muchon for that. Now, I said that we can only say in the Shita Saracha. I mean, in Rashi we cannot say it. Because two Shita Saracha, which indicate that Rashi does not accept it. Now, the question is, so it's only in the Shita Zarach. Now, then the Gemara says, so what it was, Vazor of the Tani, Doma Rove, Yichli Sofa the Chassid Bitzeo, Mudo the Chassid Bitam Tzita. Dam Tzita also the Chassid Bitzeo. The Chassid Bitzeo. Why? Because Dam Tzita is certain, and Tzeo is not a certainty. It's not a certainty. So Mele, since that Tzeo was not predictable, so Mele, it's not Muchon for that. Now, below your Amre, after you hear the Sofa Lechasis Bigam Tzipea, Muta Lechasis Bitzeo. Why? Because he can, it's called the Vadai, so it's considered like Vadai, so it's like a serpent. Amre Maro, Pliege Bo Rav Yisi Bachome Vrav Zeir, Vamo Lo Robert Brid Rav Yisi Bachome Vrav Zeir, Chado Ma Kei, Kei Areo Kitzeo, Vichado Ma Kei Eine Kitzeo, Tistayim Di Robo Oma U Kei Areo Kitzeo, Doma Robe, Hichnis, Ofo Lechasis Bitzeo, Muta Lechasis Bidam Tzipe. Dam Tzipe, Osa Lechasis Bitzeo. Tistag. So we have a Machlekes. One Mandoma says, one Ameira says, that Koyare Yikutzeo. If he was making Ofo to cover the Tzeo, so he can use it to cover the Dam of the Koy. And one Mandoma says, that Koyare Yikutzeo, that if he was making Ofo to cover the Tzeo, and then it's Nizdamale, Shritas Koi, he cannot use the same offer in covering the dam of the Koi. So the Gemara says, Tistayim the Rabbi who the Omar, Keyarei Ketzeyo. That Rabbi is the one who says Keyarei Ketzeyo. Why? Because he says, Hichnis Ofer Lechaz Bitzeyo, Mudel Chaz Bidam Tziper, Dam Tziper also Chaz Bitzeyo. Now, so of course, according to this pshat, what is the connection between one and the other? What is the connection between one and the other? Now, the Rach, so you see, Rashi says, Pei Areo Kitzeyo, Hamach Nisofo Lechassid Bitzeyo, Muta Lechassid Bidam Koi, Dizeb Izeb Sofik. And then he says, and then before, when that Hich Nisofo Lechassid Hichnisofo lechas bidam tzipe mut lechas bitzeyo. But, hichnisofo lechas bitzeyo mut lechas bidam tzipe. Dam tzipe also lechas bitzeyo. So Rashi says there, why? Because dam tzipe is a certainty. Tzeyo is only a possibility. It's only a possibility. So Mimele, when was Meichel Levadai, so it's not Mucha Lisopik. If it was Meichel Lisopik, so it's Mucha Levadai. This is how Rashi says. But the Rach says something else. Some of the things there is no rach, the rach doesn't explain. But there is one rach which really contains the clue to what I said last time. So the Omar of Hich Nisof Lechasid Bitzeo, Muda Lechasid Bidam Tziper, my time is all in Aki is Hatzeri Boe, Kol Shmoche, Dinun Tarte, Niku Mitzvah Kis. So the rach doesn't explain it the way Rashi does. Rashi explains it that Hich Nisofo Lechasid Bitzeo, Muta Lechasid Bidam Tzipeya, because Tzeo is only a certainty, is only a possibility, is a sophic. And Dam Tzipeya is a certainty that he'll need the Tashmish to be Mechase, Dam Tzipeya. So Memele, if he had in mind to prepare for something that is not even certain whether he'll need it, so certainly his intention was to prepare it for something that he will certainly. That's how Rashi explains. But Rach says something else. The Rach says, because Hich Nisofo Lechasis Bitzeo, that's really, this is how I got this idea, that if one was making for one type of Tashmish, so even though he did not intend that it should be used for another Maise, but if the other Maise partakes of the same character or function of Tashmish, so Milal Pugin is Mukham. That we see from the Rach. Because it says, my time is Nakis Hatziri Boy, Kosh Kmoche, Dinun Tarte, Niku Mitzvah Skiso. Because what was the function or the Tashmish for which he prepared the offer? The Chasid Bitzeo, Nikoye, to keep the Chotzakli. That is the That is the characteristic of the function of the Tashish for which he prepared the offer. The Chassid Betzayot, that the Chotzah should be clean. Then he wants to use it to be Mechase Dam Tzipir. So the Rach says, why is it Muteach? Because when you are Mechase Dam Tzipir, you fulfill the same function. You also keep the Chotzah clean. It's the same type of function. So according to the Rach, so it's not like Rash, you see. So according to the Rach, the reason as to why Chichni Sofo Lechase is Beitzeyo, so Muta Lechase is Beitam Tzipa, is because it's the same Tashmish. It's the same type of Tashmish. The Tashmish consists in keeping the Chotza clean, covering up an Itzeyo. That was the Yadachone made for this type of Tashmish. Now he wants to use it to cover up the dam. So Memele is the same type. Here also is involved the function of Nih. Alright, there is another function, Kirma Mitzvah of Kizu. So the fact that there is another Tashmish involved is not a Chisor, but this Tashmish is involved in the same type of Tashmish is involved in covering up the Damati. That's why, so in other words, so we have in the Rach, we have this concept. That if one was prepared offer, let's say, for a certain type of tashmish, so we can use it for another maise, for a maise that is not the one that he had in mind, as long as the other maise, even though he didn't have it in mind, so partakes of the same type of tashmish, the same type of form. Mashenke, if he's hichmisofo lechases bidam tzipeya, so what is the function, the tashmish for which he prepared it? That is kiyum mitzvah skisu. So he cannot be mechase tzei, because it's a different tashmish. It's a different tashmish. Now, but in the case of hichmisofo lechases bitzeyo, so muta lechases bidam tzipeya. Why? Because it's the same tashmish. But are we dealing with a person who is such an easterness that he uses the offer because he can't stand, the filth that is involved in the few drops of blood? He certainly is not motivated by me. When he's mechase, when someone is mechase tzeyo, then the motive is to keep it clean. But here, when he prepared for to be mechase tzeyo, and now he wants he shechri was shechite tzipeir, and he wants to cover the dam tzipeir. So what is his motive? The motive is not nikoyin achotah. The motive is kisur. So how is it the same function? So what do we see from that? We see that in this halacha, that if offer was prepared for one type of tashmi, For a certain type of tashmish, so it's considered muhom for another maize. As long as it partakes of the same kind of tashmish, so in order to determine it, whether it's the same kind of tashmish or another kind of tashmish, so we have to consider it not from a subjective point of view, but from an objective point of view. From this objective point of view, so when he uses the offer to be mechase the dam tzipeya, from his objective point of view, as far as his intention is concerned, so is it a tashmish of nikoyen? He doesn't care about nikoyen when he covers up the dam tzipeya. He's not motivated by that objective. So subjectively, it's not the same type of tashmish. He prepared it for the Tashmish of Nikoy. And now, when he wants to use it to cover up the Dam Tzipeya, so subjectively, it's a different kind of Tashmish. Chit Mitzvah Skis. But objectively, he does maintain the Chotzah. So subjectively, it's a different kind of Tashmish. But objectively, It's the same kind of tashmish. In other words, so we're not concerned with his machshove, but with the maise. As long as in practice, it conforms to the same kind of tashmish, even though subjectively it does not conform to the same type of tashmish. So that's the criterion. In other words, the maise, the way it is in practice, is the criterion, not the machshava. We have to consider it not from the subjective point of view, but from the objective point of view. Of course. So, I mean, then you ask. I mean, so suppose you ask. So, in the case where he is prepares offer, so you ask in case where he prepares offer to be mechased damtzipe. So then he cannot be mechased damtze. Not amtze, it cannot be mechase tze. So why? So according to the Rach, because it's a different tashmish. So then you could ask Monefshech, we see from the halacha that hichni sofo lechase tzeyo, so muta lechase damtzipe. So the Rach says, because that also involves the same type of tashmish. But it involves the same type of tashmish only objectively, from an objective point of view. But subjectively, from a subjective point of view, it does not involve. So in other words, we have to consider it from the objective point of view, not from a subjective point of view. So if we are to consider it from the objective point of view, so why does he say that hich nisofo lechases bidam tzipeya, mut lechases bitzeye, true, subjectively is because of the kim mitzvah of kisu, but objectively, by covering dam tzipeya, you keep it clean. So the answer is, in the achone itself, we certainly, the achone itself certainly has to be considered from the subjective point of view, because that's the essential feature of achone. What does achone mean? Achone means the way he subjectively intended. I mean, that's the essence. That's the essence of achone. So in order to determine for what kind of a function the achone, the ma'is achone was made, that certainly has to be considered from the subjective point of view. But in regard to the other tashmish for which he wants to use the offer, then we can consider it. But as far as the ma'is achone is concerned, so what determines whether the ma'is achone was made for one type of tashmish or for another type of tashmish, it, subjectively, his intention. So it seems, so mele hichnis sofo lechases bidam tzipeya. So too, objectively, I mean, when you are mechases bidam tzipeya, you fulfill the function of the kohen. But since that was not his motivation, his motivation was to fulfill the mitzvah kisu, so that means that the achone, the ma'is achone, was made for the tashmish of mitzvah kisu. But then now he wants to use it to cover up tzeye, so it's a different tashmish mikoy. Mashenkin in the case of hichnisofo lichaseis. Lichases bitzeye. So of course, so the dachone was made for the function, for the tashmish of Nikoye. Then he wants Anyontev to be Mechased Am Tzibeya. So there we say, since dachone was already determined as dachone for Nikoye. Now, so, and the halacha is that it can be used for another mice that he didn't intend Erev Yom Tov, but as long as it partakes of the same tashmish, so since from an objective point of view, so the covering, the Dam Tzipe also partakes of Nikoyin, so Memele, it means that it conforms to the same tashmish, the same function, so it's Muhammad. Now, so Memele, according to the Rach's Pshat, so we see from Rove, two halachas. One halacha we see from Rove that even if it's another type of tashmish altogether, even if the second mais for which he wants to use the offer, if he saw, is another kind of tashmish, but if the circumstances are of such character that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the same achone for the other Tashmi, so it's Mucham for the other Tashmi also. That Tashmi also. And then, that's one. We see, I mean, that he says, if a chiro daitel vada vin daitel isof. Daitel vada vin daitel isofik. So what does it mean? Daitel vada vin daitel isofik? Because had it been a vadai, even though it's another Tashmi, so you couldn't be Mucham. So, but since it's not a vada, and it's another Tashmish, so the Mele, that's why it's not Muhammadipo. And then something else, we see that Nabaloya Amre, Afil Yichni Sofa Lechasis Bitan Tzipeya, Muta Lechasis Bitseyo. Why? Because Seyo is Korom Levadai. So Nabaloya holds that Korom Levadai is like Vada. Doesn't make any difference whether it's a capability or a certain. So it's like a Vada. So Mele is Mutea. I mean, and the Rach will also agree with this pshat. So then it is muter, even though it's a different tashish. Why is it muter? Because according to Navaloye, a probability is to be treated like a certainty. So that means that had it been brought to his attention, he would have probably, and that's like certainly, would have said, he would have made the achone for the tseye as well. So Mele, even though Tseye, covering up Tseye, represents a different type of Tashmish, a different type of function than Kisra Adam, but it's Mucham. So in other words, so we see from Rove two Alochas. So Rove actually says two Alochas. Number one Aloche that Rove says is that if one prepared the offer for one type of Tashmish, and he wants to use it for an altogether different Tashmish. But it is certain that had it been brought to his attention, so the person would have made a chone for the other Tashmish also. So made a chone for the one Tashmish, for the one is a chone for the other. For that, even though it's another Tashmish. And then if it conforms to the pattern of the same Tashmish, so even though it was not predictable at the time he made Achone, so it's also Mucham. So we see, so actually Rabbi says two Alochas. Now the Gemara says, this is how the Rachel is done. Pliege bo Rav Yisib Achome v'Rav Zeire. Vi amel lo Rabbi breit Rav Yisib Achome v'Rav Zeire. Chad oma ki yare yikitzeye. Vi chad oma ki yare yikitzeye. Tistayim di Rabbi hudo oma ki yare yikitzeye. The Rachel doesn't say anything, it's just poshut on me. That is very simple. So now, how will the Rach explain it according to what we said in the Rach? So in other words, if we say, because there is a machlokes amiroi, Rabbi is one of the amiroi who is involved in that machlokes. One of the amiroi says that Kiyari Kitzei, that if he prepared offer for Tzeye, he can use it for Kisu Damkoi. Another of the amiroi says no. The question is, and Rabbi is involved in that machlokes, is Rabbi the one who says that that when he's machnis of omitzeye, he can use it for dam koi, or is Rabbi the one who says that koyin kitzeye? So now, so the Gemara says this time the Rabbi would doma kiyaru kitzeye, doma Rabbi machnis of lechasis kitzeye, mutar lechasis be dam tzipe also lechasis kitzeye. So what's the pshat? Why do we say that machnis of lechasis kitzeye? So is Mutal Lechasis Bidam Tziper. Why? Why is it so? Because it's the same function, because Hichnis of Lechasis Bitzeye, so the Achone was made for the function of keeping the Chotzakli, for the Tashmish of Nikoyim. Mitzor. So Mutal Lechasis Bidam Tziper, Mutal Lechasis Bidam Tziper, because it partakes of the same function. Now, how does the Rach know? You could ask the question, how does the Rach know? I mean, that because this aloche, after all, maybe in Hichni Sofa Lechasis Bitzeye, so Muta, Lechasis Bidam Tzipeya, because Tam Tzipeya is a certainty. So the answer is, because Rove says Tam, Hichni Sofa Lechasis Bitzeye, Muta Lechasis Bidam Tzipeya. Normally, so Tam Tzipeya is a certainty, because he certainly has to share an offer yom tov. But there could be, I mean, There could be a situation where shechting it on tzipper is no certainty at all. Suppose he had a lot of bosor prepared, from before Yontev. So there, shechting the tzipper is not a tashmish that is a certainty, that is predictable out of Yontev. So in the Chaname, according to Rashi, so in such a case, Rabbi wouldn't say Yichnitzofer lechasis b'tzeir yudel lechasis b'dam tzipper. According to Rashi, so Rabbi has reference to the normal situation when shechting a tzipper is a certainty. But if, let's say, he's a person who has enough bosor available, and the shechting an additional law is not a certainty, according to Rashi, in such a case, Hichnis of the Chazbitzayah, so it will be also the Chazbitzayah. But the Rachel, no. Since Rabbi says Tam, and sometimes there could be a situation when the shechting the tzipper is not even predictable, is not a certainty, is only a mere possibility, and it's mashma and he says Tam, so it's mashma that even in such a case, it is mutal chasid dam tzipper. Why is it? Because of the other halacha, that where the other maisek for which he wants to use the offer partakes of the same type of tashmish as the one as the tashmish for which he prepared the offer, so then it's muchon even though the other maisek was not predictable at all. So memele, so the Gemara says, so it is time the Rabbi would do ma kiyareu kitzeyev. Why? Because from Rabbi we see that if the other mice for which he wants to use the offer conforms to the same type of tashmish, so then it's muchon even though it was not predictable. And how? What is the criteria as to whether it conforms to the same pattern of tashmish or not? It has to be determined objectively, not subjectively. So Mimele, here Rove certainly would say that hichnisofo lechase is beitzeye, so muta lechase dekei, because here hichnisofo lechase beitzeye. So for what was it muhon? For which kind of tashmish was it muhon? For Nikoye. Now then, when he wants to use it to cover the dam koi, too, he is not motivated by any cleanliness ideas. The reason as to why he wants to cover the dam, the reason as to why he wants to cover the dam koi is because of the mitzvah, because of the kiyum mitzvah of kisa, because it's something higher, something behemo. But objectively, by covering the dam akoi, he will keep the chotza clean. So memele, so it is time, since Rabbi mentioned the halacha, that when one prepares offer for one type of tashmish, and he wants to use this for another maise, which conforms to the same pattern of tashmish, even though subjectively it's not the same type of tashmish. But if objectively it is the same type of tashmish, so it's mukham for the other maise. So here too, Rabbi has to say that he hichnisof lechasis be that hichnisof lechasis be tzei muta lechasis be dam koi. And the other mandoma who says that hichnisof lechasis tzei also lechasis be dam koi, he holds that in determining whether the second maise conforms the same pattern of tashmish for which it was muchon or not, so we have to determine it from his objective point of view, according to his machshove, not according to his maise. But Rove certainly is saying that Rove holds that it has to be determined objectively, not subjectively. And then something else. From Rove's din, when Rove said, Eifachiro daiti livadai, vein daiti lisofich. So how will we explain it? I mean, according to the Rach, because if Lapishmai is gali, if Lapishmai is gali, that it is, that, that a koi is a behemo, not a chayo, so then he does not, is not mikhayim mitzvah kisu. What does he accomplish by covering the dam of the koi? He only accomplishes, he precludes his becoming a chayim. That's a different type of function, it's a different type of tashmish than for fulfilling mitzvah kisu. So that's only so if we have to consider it from the objective point of view. So Memele is Klapishmaya assuming that Klapishmaya is gold, that the koi is a behemoth, so he's not fulfilling mitzvah kisu. And that of all was muchon for which type of tashmish? For fulfilling mitzvah kisu. And objectively speaking, he is not fulfilling mitzvah kisu. But if we are going to assume that we have to determine, consider it from the subjective point of view, so true, Klapishmaya is galye, that koi is a behemoth. But why does he do it? Because he thinks maybe koi is a chayo. So from his objective point of view, he's the same tashmish. So again, the fact that Rove says, that if a kiro daigle vado daigle sofik, why? Because it's a different tashmish altogether. So it shows that we have to determine the nature of the second tashmish for which he wants to use the offer. So we have to determine it not from a subjective point of view, but from an objective point of view. Because if we have to determine it from an objective point of view, then we understand it's a different tashmish. Because Klapishmaya is galye, that it's a behemoth, so it doesn't fulfill his kisu. But if it has to be determined from a subjective point of view, so in other words, how it is objectively is not important. Why does he do it? He does it because he thinks that maybe it's a chayo. That's why he's mechatz. If he had been sure that it's a behemoth, he wouldn't even do it. So from his subjective point of view, it's the same tashmish. So again, from Rabbi it's muchach that in determining the nature of the second tashmish, so we have to consider it from this objective point of view, not from the subjective point of view. So maybe this time the Rabbi Doma, because the Mandoma who says Kiyar Yitzeye is based upon the position that the determination of the nature of the second tashmish has to be made from an objective point of view. From the point of view of his maise, the way it is in practice, not from the point of view of his macho. Alright, now, so that's all right in the Rach. In the Rach we can say it. But Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi doesn't agree with that. Because you see in Rashi, Rashi says, Koyarim Pitzeyeh, so he says, Hamachnis Ofor Lechatzis Pitzeyeh, Muta Lechatzis Bidam Koy. He says, this is something. So he says something else. Because this and this is something. And then he says, V'chadomarim Pitzeyeh, V'amachnis Ofor, Lechatzis Pitzeyeh, also Lechatzis Bidam Koy. So, Rashi, what we said can be put in the words of the Rach, but certainly not Rashi. Now, so the question arises, so the Gemara doesn't make sense. Now, so in other words, according to Rashi, there is just one halacha. That if he intended to be making the offer for something that is certain, so it's not muhon for something that is not certain. So how does that apply? So what bearing does that have on koi? Koi is certain. The tashmish is certain. Whether he's mechuyev al pidin to do it or not is not certain. But as far as the need of covering, that's a certainty. I mean, everybody knows. So Mili Koi, you have to be mechatzel adam. So Erev Yontef, he has no shadow of a doubt that he will have to be mechatzel adam. So why is that something? So we have to say in Rashi. I mean, it's impossible to explain according to Rashi, title that the vada, title is sofik, that it's sofik because Koi is sofik chayis of the bema. That has nothing to do. This is making a dinner, but it's sincerest of his intention, as far as his knowledge is concerned. So he knows that he will have to be mechaz. But it is here we say, according to Rashi, so we say Sofik because the mitzias is like this, because it's not common to shech the kohen. That has nothing to do with the fact that the kohen is Sofik chayes Sofik bein. Just a coincidence that you see dam tzipa is the common thing. I mean, what do you shech? You shech the dog. What do you shech for yonder? And no, but the kohen, I mean, did you hear today? I mean, many people who shech kohen. So Bismarck Agmore. So it was not a common thing to shech the kohen either. So is the sofik is not because the sofik is not. It is not because of Sofik Chayah, Sofik Behem. Sofik because it's not, because Dam Tzipia normally is predictable that will have to Shechter. But Koi is an uncommon thing. Shechter and Koi is an uncommon thing. Sometimes it happens, but it's an uncommon thing. So Mimele, so the Halacha, according to Rashi. Now I looked through the Rishonim. What do they say about Sofik? Does it mean the Sofik of Sofik Chayah Sofik Behemo? Title Levan, title Sofik, or it means Sofik because it's uncommon. I didn't see in any one of the Rishonim. However, I found in one, there's by Rabbi Yitzchak Avuev and Beitzeh, so he mentions is the Sofik of Sofik Chayah Sofik Behemo. So of course, so in Rabbi Yitzchak Avuev we can't explain it. So the Rishab Wef will not explain it the way Rashi does. But Rashi obviously, since Rashi mentions that it's a din of Sofik, and it, Rashi equates, let's say, Kohen with Tzoye, the same kind of Sofik, and by Tzoye, if we say that Kohen with Vadai is not like Vadai, so the Sofik is a Sofik in the predictability. So that means, so we have to say, since Rashi equates the Sofik of Kohen with the Sofik of Tzoye, according to Mandoma, who says that it's not considered like Vadai, so that means that the Sofik in Kohen itself is a Sofik in the sense that it's not predictable. There's nothing to do with the Sofik Heisenberg, just a coincidence. Because it's an uncommon thing to shech the Kohen. So in other words, it's not, Sofik means it's not predictable. And Tzipeya is predictable because that's the common thing to shech the Tzipeya Yontif. So Mimele, so there is a special aloche. There is a special aloche, according to Rabbi, that if one was making a the offer for a certain kind of a tashmish, so it is muchon for another tashmish also. As long as the other tashmish is similar to the tashmish for which it was muchon in respect to predictability. That's a special law. It might, the other tashmish might have a different function altogether, but if in respect to predictability, so it's similar, so then muchon for this is muchon for another. We're not considering tashmishim, the nature of the tashmish insofar as the function is concerned. That doesn't matter whether it's this kind of function or it's another kind of function, whether it will fulfill the function of being mekayem mitzvah sator, or it will fulfill the function of maintaining the chotzer clean, whatever form, or it will maintain the function of precluding himself from becoming a chayte. It doesn't matter. The function is not important. The predictability is important. So if the other maise is similar to the maise for which he prepared it in respect to predictability, so then is muchon lozeh, is muchon lozeh. But if it is not similar in respect to predictability, so then it's not muchon. That's our some mele now. Damtzipeir is predictable with certainty. I mean, it didn't do such a case. Of course, we could visualize a case where it's not predictable with certainty. But Damasite, in the case mentioned in the Gemara, is predictable with certainty. Damtseye is predictable with probability. Not with certainty. Not with certainty. Now, so if we say that the mere probability is to be considered like a certainty, so that means that is also predictable with certainty. So memele, so that's the mistake. Now below you hold that when it is predictable with probability, so it is to be treated like predictable with certainty. So memele, both are to be treated like predictable. So in respect to predictability, both are similar. So Nabaloya say that Muhon, if he was heichin lechasid damtzitei, so muter lechasid damtzei. But Rove holds no, that predictable with probability is not to be considered like predictable with certainty. Predictable with probability is like unpredictable. So Memele, if he was heichin lechasid damtzitei, so he was heichin for something that is predictable, so it's not muhon for tzeya, which is not predictable opening. We're not predictable opening. Now, so then the Gemara says, Tistayin, the Rove Doma Koya Rovik Tzeya. Because since Rove holds that probability is not considered like a certainty. So in other words, so probability is unpredictable. So it doesn't make any difference the degree of predictability. As long as it's unpredictable, so it's unpredictable. The halacha is that if the second maaseh for which he wants to use the offer is similar in to the maaseh for which it was muhon in respect to predictability, so then it's muhon lazeh, it's muhon lazeh. So if both are badai, alpedin, so it's muhon lazeh, muhon lazeh. If both are sofi, so muhon lazeh, muhon lazeh. But if one is vada, one is sofi, so muhlaze is in muhlaze. That's the shita of Rashi. Yes.
According to the shita, to the Rak shita, so then if the person was making an offer for vada, so why isn't it good if he wants to use it for the koi? Because objectively, the tashrish for the koi, which is the second tashrish,
if lapishmai is going that the koi is a behemo, so the objectively the function will be not be of kisu, but just of precluding himself from becoming a chayv.
But objectively, it's for kisu.
Kisu, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So then, what if the person would bring you, let's say, he would be making offer for tzolot? Would he be allowed to, let's say, to use this offer for kai? Because
well, there's a machlekes here, no, between the two amoraim, between Rav and Adar. For tzoyer, whether he's allowed to use it for koi.
Yeah,
so there's a machlekes. Whether to determine it from the subjective point of view or from the objective point of view.
But according to Rav, we said
that he can, because it has to be determined from the objective point of view.
Yeah, but objectively, tzoyer is for.
No, tzoyer is both objectively, subjectively, it's nikoi.
Right.
Tzoyer.
Yes, tzoyer. Koi,
when he does it, I mean, we're not dealing with an Istanes who is mechase the dam koi because of the koi. He does it because of the deen. But objectively, by covering up the dam koi, so he maintains the chotzer in a clean state. Yes?
I mean, I don't see how, according to Rashi, it's a question of predictability. Monotel, then he captured it. So he had to capture it there,
and
I mean,
No, he has it in his possession. We're not talking, first of all, I mean, he has it in his possession. I mean, if he didn't have it in his possession before Yom Tov, then the koi itself would be moved. The koi itself. So, of course, he has it in his possession, but still, even though he had it in his possession, but shechting the koi is not so common. It's not so common, even for someone who has it in his possession. So he shechts it sometimes, but not very often. Mashenkin off, that's the usual thing to shecht an off for Yom Kippur. Yes?
The pshat, you said, Aliba the Rav. Happens if Klapei Shmaya is Gaya, that Koi is a Chaya?
But he doesn't know how it's called Klapei Shmaya.
Well, But
he doesn't know.
But if it's Klapish Mayagaya, then it's objectively it's the same.
But he can't take any chances. If Klapish Maya is going to that it's a Chayo, then so...
So we don't know how to look at it objectively either.
Why?
Because if Klapish Mayagaya, then it's a Chayo...
But objectively, objectively it's always maintains it in a clean state. No matter how it's going with Klapish Maya, whether it's going with Klapish Maya, that's a higher or behemo, but by covering up the dam of the koi, so he maintains the chotz in a clean state. But if Klapish Maya is going to go, that it's a higher, then two things take place objectively. Two things. And if Klapish Maya is going to behemo, so only one thing takes place objectively. All right, now. Rome Breda Ravier Roma, Koya Hane Time do Mechasinon, Xero Mishumatoras Haubo. Because the Hale of a Behemo is Osa. The Hale of a Chayo is Muta. Ligabikisu, just the other way. So Chayo is Chayev B'Kisu, Behemo is not Chayev B'Kisu. So the reason is why he cannot use the offer in covering up the Dama Koi is because if he'll be allowed to cover the Dama Koi with offer, even if the offer is offer Mukhmamish, without any question. And even though it was Muchon explicitly for that purpose, to cover up the Dama Koi. So according to Rome Breda Rav Yove, it's still awesome. Why? Because when people will see that he covers up the Dama Koi on Yom Tev, now on Yom Tev we don't do, except if it's necessary. Ani Me'achei, or that's how the Gemara explains it. So you do many things that are completely unnecessary, but on Yom Tev, you're not matriach yourself just like that. So only if it's necessary. So the observer who see that this person covered the Dama Koi on Yom Tev, so he'll come to the conclusion, obviously, a Koi has a din of a Chayo. Because if a Koi has a din of a Behemo, so he wouldn't do it on Yom Tev. So since the observer might come to the conclusion, as a result of his observation, that koi is a chayo, so then you'll say, so why shouldn't be allowed to eat a chayo of the koi? And this is fake the rabbi said, because maybe it's a behemo, so the chayo is also, so it's nisakores. So observe the Torah's chayo. Yoche afru b'chayo nam. So then the chayo should be misakei, that no matter when somebody shechts a koi, he shouldn't cover the dam. He shouldn't cover the dam because it might lead certain people to think that a koi is a vada a chayo and maybe the chayo is muta. So the Gemara says no. Amgal nakeh hatzir utzor. In other words, no observer when he sees bimei achil that another person who was sheichet a koi, so is mechase, the Dama Koi will come to the conclusion that it must definitely be a chayo, because he can say, maybe it's a behemo, why does this person cover up the dam? Because he wants to keep it clean. He wants the chotza to be clean. So Gemara has the kashe, shochat be'ashko ma'yitel behemo. Bolu molech ma'yitel behemo. Ma'yitel behemo. Elo b'cheil, Inam misatke mi amolei rabbonin ziut rach liksi. So, inam misatke amolei rabbonin. El b'chil inam misatke amolei rabbonin ziut rach liksi. Biyom tepi misatke mi amolei rabbonin ziut rach liksi. He says, that we don't have to be cheshish mi achil for any mistake. Because when a person sees b'mei achil, that he is mechase the dam, even if he doesn't bash. So he knows that it's not because of any cleanliness ideas. But, so he'll say, well, he does it because perhaps it's a chayo, not because it's definitely a chayo,
But the observer who sees it done on Yontep, he'll think, if it hadn't been sure, if this Pshechet hadn't been sure that it is a Chayo, he wouldn't do it on Yontep. He wouldn't be Matriach on Yontep. Just like that. So obviously, the Shechet knows that it is a Chayo, definitely. Not Zofik. So maybe why shouldn't I be allowed to eat a Chayo? Alright, so in other words, according to Rome Breder Aviome, it is a special Takones Chachomim. A special Takones Chachomim that he should not be allowed to be Mechase Dam Koi on Yom Tov, even if he does it work for Much Mamish. So it's a Kones Chachom. Because of Exeir. Toner Rav Zeir, Loi Koi Bilvadom, U Ela Afilu Shochad Beim, O Chayo Veit, Vinisarvu, Domon Ze Bo Ze, Oso Lechasei Se Biyom Tov. So Rav Zeir says, there's another gear, say Toner Rav Chie, all right. So he says that just as there is a Takones Chachomim, by Koinat, and by Koin, the Takones Chachomim applies to all situations, even if there will be no Tircha Yisrael. Let's say, by Koin, according to Rome Breid Rav Yove, we wouldn't be allowed to use offer, even if it does not involve any extra Tircha. Even if it's Yochel, Las Chaseise mit Kirachas. But by Koi, you wouldn't be allowed to cover it with Ofrayonte. Because of the Xero Shem Yatil help. So even if Yochel and Chaseise mit Kirachas, so it would be Osa. But, for the same way, just as the Chachomi, this is what Ramzira says, just as the Chachomi made it a Kone, that by Koi we're not Mechase, so by Koi you're not Mechase, even if it's Yochel and Chaseise mit Kirachas. So, the same way, they made it a kone. La'afinu shochal behem ochayu behem. V'nisao v'dom unzer boze, is also the chasei sebiyon. So it's also osa. Why? Because, since it was nisarev, and so it's a tirche d'oi mitzvah, so he cannot do it, afilo behem frakir. This is what Rashi says. לא יקרים בלבדו מודים לחס מיום תה, ודינו שלחסו, שמובעים מתוך תאום מצוות, ואפילו יקיע, אלא אפילו שוחד. דהי כאחד, דתאום כיסו, אפילו הוכן, הם מחסים משמתקותו אחלם בשל בהימו. Now here at Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says, ואפילו דפקירו עם respect to Koi, but how about the Sarin, whether that applies even דפקירו, or that applies only to the Kanoots, and that there is a מחלקת בשני, the mere mentions today. For a moment I thought that Rashi says even Beif HaKiro, but it's a mistake. Rashi only says Vafilu Beif HaKiro in respect to Koi, because by Koi the Gzeire is based upon Mishum Shemo Yatiru Helb. So of course it doesn't make any difference, even if it's Mucham Mamish, not just Mucham Tzatz. But he says, but Rav Zeira says that there is another Takolet Chachom, that if there is something that is chayav v'kisu, and there is something that is not chayav v'kisu. The behemo is not chayav v'kisu, and it's nisavu, so he cannot use any offer. If ein yochel chaseis bitkirachas, so on that point there is a 2 days. The mere mention is 2 days. One day is now. What's this? So also has to be yomtev because of tirch. Why? Because Torah Achlam Bishal Behem. So then he says, since it's only because of tirch he says that it's not tirch shon mitzvah. Omer Abayisi Baraya Sinai lo yishon lo shin yochel chasei se bitkira achas. Amo yochel chasei se bitkira achas is mut. So Gemara Pshite, if it's yochel chasei se bitkira achas, so there is no extra tirch involved. So why shouldn't he be allowed? So Maladi Taime Nigzart Kilaha, so to steht Kilez. So Komashi. Alright, now here there are 2 days, the Mira mentions 2 days. One day is that when do we say Shochat Beim Ochayo Beim Venisal Vodom and Zebo Zeo Sachat Viyontev? That is, if it's Dekanot. So Dekanot is, so the Halochet, that by Dekanot it's Mutea, whether it's Muta Lechat Chile, according to Bishamah, or it's Muta Deevet, it doesn't make any difference, but it's Muta. So that's Ikule. That's Ikule. So it's Ikule, either according to Bishamah, so the Kule is because of Mitzvah Kisu, and according to Bishamah, so the Kule is because of Simchas Yontov. But that's Ikule. Because if not for Simchas Yontov, if not for Mitzvah Kisu, so even the Kanoots would involve an Issa. Muchum Ktas, what is the Issa would be the as we saw. So in such a case, if he doesn't have Eifa Kiro, he doesn't have Muchum Gomo, he only has the Kanoz. So it's only because by way of Ikule that we are allowed to use it. And either on account of Mrs. Kiso or because of Simchas Yontev, but otherwise it would involve an Issa of Umdecheir. Of whom the hail. So Mele, if it is Shochab Heim or Chayovei Vinisar Vodomon Zeboze, is also the Chasei Sibion. Is also the Chasei Sibion. Okay, so, and, but if Yochel Chasei Sibit Kiracha, so even though it's like an oath, he's Mutar. Because he has to use that. He has to do that Maize anyway. He has to do that. So Mele, he might as well use it. Over the whole, over all the dam. But if there is Elfa Muchon Mamesh, so then some Rishayim say that it is Muter even B'Shteit Kiras. However, there's another Shite that the Miri mentions. No, that here, after all, even if it's Muchon Mamesh, but it's still a Tirchen Yisrael. It's still a Tirche Yisrael. So even with Eifa Kiro and the Chomamesh, Vachom Chomamesh, and so on, so if it cannot be done with Kirachas, but with Shteit Kires, so it's also. Now, if we say that Rav Zeire or Rav Chie has reference to the Kanot, so we understand the expression, Eloishon Eloishin Yochel Chaseisi Bit Kirachas, Avo Yochel Chaseisi Bit Kirachas is Mut. Muta. So in other words, so he mentions Tkilachas, in other words, Deka, from Deka, the shovel. But if we say that it has reference even to Eifa Kiro, so why does he mention here Tkilachas? So it's nothing to do with Deka. So the Miri says it means the equivalent of the offer, I mean that quantity of offer that is equivalent to a shovel's full. It doesn't mean kirachas, in other words, kirachas means so he can take out just this metek that is stuck in the ground in the offer tachuach and use the offer that is in that metek and then cover up the dam. And shteit kiras means that after he uses up the offer that is in that metek, he'll have to fill up the tekel again with the offer and cover up the dam. But it means that quantity. So when he said so, if he cannot be mechase all the dam with a shovel full of sand. So in other words, he has to have 2 shovelfuls of sand. So that involves a tirch. A tirch is there. Mashenkin, if he can cover up the dam with 1 shovel full of sand, so then he can do it, so it's not a tirchei seir. This is how they explain. However, the Rishonim who say that this whole aloche, that itzoseh, is only shayach by the kanoz, where normally there would be an isa. And here it's muter by chayo and off, so it's muter because of kisu or because of Simchas Yontev, so Mele when it's Nisarev with Gam Behemo, so then it is also, then we don't apply that full. then we don't apply that kule to be matia, decanodes. So mele, and then, and so they will explain, these Rishonim will explain, lo yishom lo shiyoch lechasis b'tkila achas, we skip shooting, b'tkila achas. In other words, when is it, when do we say that he, if it's nisabeh, dam chayovei with dam behemo, so he cannot use the offer, if if it's not enough to use that one deca, the offer of that deca that is stuck, but he'll have to, in order to cover up all the dam that was nisarev, so he'll have, after he uses up the offer in this matter, he'll have to fill it up again with offer and use the other. So then it's awesome. Then it's awesome. Why is it awesome? Why? Because it was nisarev. The implication being that if it wasn't nisarev, so then it's muter even b'shteit kiras. Now, the mere mentioned before, a machlekes rishenim, when we say b'deka notes it's muta, without b'deka notes it's osta, but b'deka notes it's muta. So what does it mean b'deka notes it's muta? So b'deka notes it's muta to use the offer of this one deka, but to dig up more sand of the ruach. That not, that's one shite. Or if a metek was stuck in the ground, Erev Yom Tev, so that constitutes a achone, another offer that he'll have to use. So then he can dig out more to offer to Chuach. So the Miri mentioned before today is, now, the Rishenim who say that this whole aloche of Reb Zeire has reference only to the canals. But if he has offer Muchon, then he's allowed, even though he has to use, let's say, a lot of offer. But so the whole Gemara has reference only to the canals. And so the pshat in the Gemara is kipshute. Lo yishonu shechot lachasiz b'tkirachas. Or when can, is it forbidden to use, to be mechase the dam, if it was nisarev with dam behemo, only if the offer of this matter will not be enough, he'll have to dig out more offer. So then it is also to use the offer. Why? Because it was nisarev with dam behemo. The implication being that if it wasn't nisarev with dam behemo, so it will be muter, even though we'll have to use shteifkiras. So memele, so it's a raye. So these rishonim will have to say that by chaye itself, he is allowed to use, in case there is a decanot, even shteit kiras. Because here he's not allowed to use shteit kiras. Because it was nisarev dam behemo. But when it's not nisarev dam behemo, when it consists exclusively of dam chayo, when it consists exclusively of dam o, so then he's allowed to make shteit kiras. Why? Because as long as he stuck the matic in the ground, in the offer to Chuach, Erev Yom Tev, so that constituted the Achone, and all the offer in the whole section there, in that corner. But, so if the dam consists exclusively of Chayov, of, so then it's Mutea, so this Rishenim hold, so then it's Mutea to dig out more. And it's Muchon, everything is Muchon, even the offer that was not in the man. Even the offer that you'll have to dig out now. Because the fact that he stuck the matic into the ground, that comes to the achone, and all the offer that will be needed from this edge, from this corner of the chotzah. But in case, some mele, if it was not nisarev, if it's mutar in shteit kiras. But if it's nisarev, so then shteit kiras is chotzah. All right. Now, the Roshna Rambam is V'chein ha-sheichet chayo ve'if merav yontev lo yichase don v'yontev shochat behemo chayo ve'if v'yontev v'nisar el dom lo yichase eisei ad l'erf. V'im, so Roshna Rambam is, V'im hoyolei ofo mucho, o yeifer, v'yochel lichase is hakel, B'kiro achas harizi chasid. So in other words, so he says that even when he has offer muchan or eifer, eifer kiro, and he means eifer kiro, that is mucha mamesh, that who's a care of yonti. So still he says, v'yoch lechas is hakel b'kiro achas. But if it's b'shtet kires, so it's also a, so in other words, the Rambam is like the Rishenim, who say that this is also machmaspircha yisera even with mucha mamesh. Omar Rabbi, shocha tzipi amer Rav Yontev, Eimechasin eisei biyontev. So if he was sheikhet a tzipi amer Rav Yontev, so is Eimechasin eisei biyontev. Dehoyer lechasis mebeyei, u mishum imnuye, משום שמחס יום תפלקי ומשום דומחס אדם לא ימיצה הציקה באחר. So in other words, so then if he was sheikhed, now when do we still say, so when do we say that he can be מחס if the שחידה תוכלית היום, if the שחידה תוכלית היום, but if the shechita took place erev Yom Tov, so he could have fulfilled the mitzvah ski, so then, but he didn't. So then we are not mattering to mechase b'yom. Not at mechase b'yom. Why? The whole mechase b'yom? But we should say, now let him be mechase because of simchas Yom Tov. So the answer is, if the halacha had been that when one fails to fulfill the mitzvah ski, so he's not allowed to eat the whole for right, so then, he would be allowed, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. But there is no such halacha that if one failed to fulfill the mitzvah ski, so he cannot eat, partake of the oath. So Memele, and he was able to do it before Yom Tov, so the Chachomim will not matter him to do it on Yom Tov. Mishum Enuye Mishum Simchas Yom Tov, like the Mishum Lechas Edam, lo yimitzah tzif avach. Now, Gilgal Yisomer of Yom Tov, if he made the mix, he made Erev Yom Tov. So mafris mimeno chalosa b'yom. Mafris mimeno chalosa b'yom. That is, there is no doubt that if one makes the mix, on Yom Tov, so he's allowed to be mafris chal. True, there is issues that we're not allowed to be magbia trumis umayisres, mafris trumis umayisres on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but and of course the same thing should apply to Chaleh, but Ligabe and Nisan, since you are allowed to make a mix ayon, that's a chalemesh. And when you make the mix ayon tef, so you couldn't possibly have taken off Chaleh before you made the mix. You couldn't have done it. So Memele, it's muta to be mafri, so that goes without saying that where he makes the mix and Yom Tov itself, so he can be mafris. So that means that where he makes the mix and Yom Tov itself, so then there is no iser. So the Chachomim took out the hafroshes chal from the iser of a magbin trumis umayisres b'shabes b'Yom Tov, a magbin trumis umayisres b'Yom Tov. They took it out because it certainly, that iser certainly couldn't apply to one who made the mix and Yom Tov. So they accepted, they took out the hafroshes chale from the iser of imagbin trumis umayisres b'yom tov. So in case where the mix was made on Yom Tov, then that kind of hafroshes certainly is taken out from the iser of imagbin. So he goes further. So Rabbi goes further and he says that even if the mix was made Erev Yom Tov, so he was able to be mafris Erev Yom Tov, but since Ligabe, a mix that is made on Yom Tov itself, so there is no Yisar in being mafris, so even when it is made Erev Yom Tov, there is no Yisar. This is how Rashi explains. You go into Erev Yom Tov, mafris mer chalos Erev Yom Tov. Vafo gav diknan li kamon. Elim shimshvus im agbim trumis im aisr Yom Tov. Vohon name ki trumis dogen dam. Yesho yoch lafris om Erev Yom Tov. Afil oche mafris. Shalo igoz ral trumis iso. Shari mut al galvi ob Yom Tov. Lefeiso kid lechel pascham. So Mele, certainly Ligabe Gilgul Biontef, there is no Iser to the Mafus Chale. But you could say, Ligabe in connection with a mix that is made on Yontef, then there is no Iser. But if the mix is made out of Yontef, there is an Iser. So he says no. So they took it Chachom to get out. Avuya di Shmuel Oma, afil Gilgul Iser merav Yontef, a Mafus Memenu Chalos of Yontef. The loyitiru, so Rashi says, the loyitiru lahafchis chalo elobiso shenis galgobion, because then he had no other alternative. Avol zu hoyu lahafchis merav yontev ki trumas dogon lepeis. Trumas dogon lepeis. So the Gemara is the kasha eleime plige di Shmuel ad avue. Avue di Shmuel says afilu gilguliso merav yontev is in mafchis mimenu chalos el yontev. And avue di Shmuel certainly has reference. Certainly has reference even to Chutz Lorez, because he lived in Chutz Lorez. Couldn't say that he has reference only in Eretz Yisrael when he himself lived in Chutz Lorez. So Avuel Shmuel has reference to Chutz Lorez also. And still he says, still, Avuel Shmuel says that he mafis men chalosa biyontev. Why? Because the Chachomim took out, accepted from the Yisrael of Imagdin, Afrosh Eschale in connection with the mix that was made on Yontef. But they didn't take out from the Iser of Imagdin Afrosh Eschale in connection with the mix that is made on Erev Yontef. Some Mele, since he was able to do it, to be Mafish Erev Yontef, so the Iser of Imagdin applies to him. So what Iser is it? Because of Imagbin. Now what kind of Iser is Imagbin? Misakin. The Rabbonon is considered Misakin. It's a legal tikkun. So Leime Pliga di Shmuel ad Avue, di Oma Shmuel, Chalas Chutz Loretz, Eichel Veheilich, Vahakei Mafrish. So Memele, if he's Eichel Veheilich, Vahakei Mafrish, now what do we see from this Gemara? So we see from this Gemara. Now, Chalab Bizman Azeh, even Eretz Yisrael is only Rabbonon. For it all the shame, because Chale requires be a schoolchem. So even by shame, Bizman Abayis, Chale was only chayev midrabon. Tumis Maisres, Bizman by shame, and now it's the same like by shame, because so whether Tumis Maisres is neig now and by shame midrais midrabon, it machlikas ram nraiyet. But Chale all the shame agree, because that's the Gemara Mefureshes in Ksuves. That Chale requires Bias Kulchem, and by Sheni there was no Bias Kulchem because the bulk of Jewry Amin remained, the Chutz Loretz. So Memele, even by Sheni, so Chale is only Chayv and Rabon. And certainly now, Bizman Azeh, it's only Chayv and Rabon. Chayv and Rabon. So, but in the Eretz Yisrael, Chale, even though it's with Rabonon, but the Chiyuv of Chale, in the Eretz Yisrael now midrabanon has all the chumres that Chale Bizman Bayis Rishin had midrayis. The only difference is Bizman Bayis Rishin it was midrayis, now it's midrabanon. But called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Rayis Tikkun. So it's the same thing of Chale with all the chumres, with the Nisatev and everything. So that means in the Eretz Yisrael if somebody will eat, let's say, bread from which Chale was not taken off, so he's even a nisatevu. Every mashup that he eats of a bread out of which challah was not taken, so he's a nisatevu. A nisatevu mirabo. Mashayim kein challahs chutz loretz to the chachomim mo mechayev challah chutz loretz too. But it's a different kind of chiyuv challah. It's not the same kind of chiyuv like challah Eretz Yisrael. Challah Eretz Yisrael involves a nisatevu. But Chalas Chutz Loretz is only a mitzvah. Only a mitzvah. Kidei shel yishochach shei Chalas Yisrael, so the Chachomim or Misakein, that in Chutz Loretz, when we make a mix, we have to take off Chalas. But they're just a mitzvah. The Yisrael does not become Tevot. V'horaye, that Shmuel says, Chalas Chutz Loretz eichel v'in l'chaki mafris. In other words, if he has, let's say, a bread, out of which Chalas was not taken yet, so he can keep on eating as long as he leaves one little piece, and after he ate up the whole bread, so he can declare that little piece as challah, it's all right. Now, if it involved the Misatevel, how could a Hafroshe, a subsequent Hafroshe, be Mafkia retroactively the Shentel? It wouldn't make sense. So we see that Chalas Chutz Loretz is a special din. I mean, it doesn't conform to the din Chale in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael it's mid Rabbonon, but mid Rabbonon it has all the dinim, all the chumres of Chale bizman Bais Rish. But it's mid Rabbonon. But Chalas Chutz Loretz does not involve in Yisrael, just a mitzvah. So if one, let's say, did not think of Chale, somebody baked bread in Chutz Loretz, did not think of challah, and he ate the challah, and he ate the bread, everything. So he wasn't even an Easter. He just failed to fulfill a certain mitzvah, just like this one who failed to daven minchah once. So he is mivatel the mitzvah rabbah. So here too, if he eats bread, let's say out of which challah was not taken off, so an Easter he didn't do, but he was mivatel the mitzvah rabbah. Since it's only mitzvah, so it can be done later also. So you can eat and then think of chal. Oh, so the Gemara says, Leime pligi di Shmuel. Now, Avuhi di Shmuel says, Afilu gil gli samer av yonte, evi masu men chalos biyonte. Now, Avuhi di Shmuel certainly has reference to chalos chutz loretz as well, because he lived in Bovel chutz loretz. So it's also a rei masu men chalos biyonte, because of the shvus of him being through his maestres biyonte. Why is him being through his maestres biyonte? Because misaki. So he's like he's makli patish mid rabot. But so bishleime, if there is an isat tevel involved, so by taking of chale, he's matkia the shem tevel from the iso, so he's an isat. But Avuedish will says there is no isat tevel. Just a mitzvah, what kind of a misaken is he? What kind of a misaken is he? He just was mikayim mitzvah. That's not misaken. Misakin, when is a child to say misakin if there is a tikkun in the hefze? But here, see, there is no isa tevel, there is no tikkun in the hefze. There is no tikkun in the hefze. So what kind of a misakin is it? Since Avuah de Shmuel says that men chalos biyontev, it involves the isa of misakin, so it's a raya that he holds that the chalos chusla is also a isa tevel. So when you take off chale, so you are mafkia the shem tevel. So it's misake, but so that means it's chelik. So that Avuah de Shmuel is chelik on Shmuel, because Shmuel says chalas chutz loretz eichel v'hele hakeim afchis, that there is only mitzvah. So Amarove milo mide Shmuel shim korolel sheim shasur olizom. So he says no, Avuah de Shmuel and Shmuel are not chelik. Avuah de Shmuel is also made to Shmuel that Chalas Chutz Loretz does not involve any Isater, it's just a mitzvah. So then you ask, so if Avuah de Shmuel agrees with Shmuel's din that Chalas Chutz Loretz does not, the Chiyuv Chalas Chutz Loretz doesn't involve any Isater, it's just a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. It's just a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, so why does he say it's also to take it off on Yom Tev? You can't be Mikayim mitzvah on Yom Tev. What kind of misakin? The Hefze, there is no tikkun. The Hefze was never tell. The Issa was never tell. So the answer is, true, he is not misakin. He is not misakin in respect to the Issa. Because the Issa was never tell. But he was misakin in respect to that piece of dough that he himself takes, declares as Chal. Because Chal is Halishem of Trumo, it's also Lizoret. So when he takes off Chalim Chutz Loretz, so the Shem is Chal, the Shem Trumo is Chal, and it's also Lizoret. So the Mele is Misakein because it becomes, he manipulates, by taking off the Chal, he manipulates that this piece of dough, which was here to form Muta Lizoret, from now on, it becomes also Lizoret. So is misakein not in respect to the rest of the Esau, but is misakein in respect to that little piece that he declares as half. Alright. How is she marimim no Esau shebachut for a toil vein matei or teichamim b'gush kol mitzvah kuri o bepeiris hagdilun boretz en egel naretz eichel eilich kol atasum shayak edichalo umafrisho b'achein Alma afresosa shalom yitzerechi, ilahava afresosa, v'amafri v'yom tefinik imsakin d'letzak yisro agbo yistrume, because of Rabbanim Shigerik Nisaki. Really, maybe Shmuel Apopi Shim Sor Vafiso, Shim Korlo Shem, Shaholo Shim Halle Vasur Lizorim, Almashim Trumolel, Visa Bichlau, Magbin Trumis Maitre Beyond. My father, the Henle Broche, was once asked the Shiloh by a certain person who was a very Zoya Benitzes. I mean, he struggled to make a living, and in those days it was hard to make a living because of Shabbat. So he had to become a Mashgiach. So he became a Mashgiach in a bakery in New York. So he wanted to take off challah from the cakes. He was appointed by a Kashas organization, I wouldn't mention the name, so in a certain bakery, and he was very conscientious. He wanted to take off challah. But the manager, the foreman of the bakery, said that if he'll see him take off a piece of dough and throw it away in the box, so he'll throw him out. I mean, and no one did anything about it. So he wanted to give up the job because after all, he's Mashgiach, and he's responsible for the kashres, and he cannot take off challah, so maybe he's not allowed to be Mashgiach. He's even with the Iveya, because people, will eat the challah, the bread, this and that, because they rely on that man. He was known as a tzaddik, this person. So he was afraid, so he asked my father, Ishaila, and my father told him that he can stay on his job.